Today's shir is Lili Nishmas of Yehuda Leib, Ben Rav Shmuel. Today's shir is Masechta Megillah Daf Tezvov. We will begin on Daf Yud Dalet Amud Beis, two lines from the wide line. It says the Gemara, Amar Rav Nachman, Chulda. We spoke yesterday about the Neviah Chulda, Chulda B'nei Banav, Shal Yeshua Haisa. She was a descendant of Yeshua. Ksiv Hacha, it says here in Malachim, when the Torah describes Chulda, says the Gemara, it says, Ben Harchas, V'ksiv Hasam, in Sefer Shoftim, when the Pasuk describes where Yeshua was buried, the Pasuk says, V'yikvara Isai, V'gvul Nachlosai, V'timnas Charchas. So we see that Charchas is related, when we speak about Charchas, we're speaking about Shmuel. Esvei asked the Gemara, Esvei Eina Saba Rav Nachman, Rav Eina Saba asked to Rav Nachman, after hearing this, we learned in a brisa Shmona Neviim. There were 8 Neviim, Vehem Kohanim, and they were also Kohanim, Yotsu Merachav Azoina, are descendants of Rachav Azoina. Ve'elahein, Niriya Baruch, V'Siriya, Mechasya Yirmiya Chilkiya, Chanamel V'Sholim. Rav Yudaimer, Av Chulda HaNeviya, also Chulda HaNeviya, B'Bnei B'nei Shal Rachav Azoina Haisa. She was a descendant of Rachav Azoina. Ksiv Hachab, Ben Tikva, it says regarding Chulda Ben Tikva, V'ksiv Hasam, and it says regarding Rachav, when they hid in her home, and the Pasuk says, Pinchas and Kalev, and the Pasuk says, Tichas, Chevel Chut Hashani, so we see that the Torah used the word Tikva in reference to both of them, so we see very much that they are related. So I saw that the Sefer Chachmu Musar asks, how is it possible that Rachav, who the Gemara just now, the Gemara a little further again, speaks about that she was a Zayna? How is she Zaycha that she should have so many Nevi'im be her descendants? So the Sefer Chachma Moser answers that since she was a person that did Chesed, she, as we know, hid Pinchas and Kalev, a person who does Chesed is worthy to have wonderful descendants. Along the same line, I saw that the Sefer Ein Yaakov explains that she saved them. And a person who helps save the life of another individual is Zaycha to have such wonderful descendants. Says the Gemara, Amalei, so Rav Nachman said, Eina Saba, Rav Eina the elder, V'amrilei Pasya Uchma, An old black pat. The Rashi explains in Masechet Avodah Zarah that Tamid Chachamim were people who were busy learning and did not take care that much about their personal opinion, and therefore they didn't always look so great. They looked like the bottom of a pat that's black. The Ben Yoyada takes a different approach. The Ben Yoyada's approach is that the reason he was called that way was to avoid an ayin hara. On the contrary, he was a very good-looking person. He was a beautiful person. And they were concerned that people would give him an ayin hara. And the way to avoid that ayin hara is by giving him this derogatory name. Mini, I, who learned that Chulda was a descendant of Yeshua, Eminach, and you who learned that she was a descendant of Rachav, Tis'ayim Shmatza. Between the two of us, we'll get it correct. The Gaira, Rachav became a Geyoris, but not for Yeshua. And Yeshua married her. So of course, Tosfos asked the question that the halach is that Loisus Chatenbom, one is not allowed to marry into the families of the Zion Amamim, and Lois Chai called the Shomu, we're not allowed to marry them, not allowed to let them live. So he said, so Taisa says that she was, even though she lived in Eretz Yisrael, she lived in Yerichoi, she wasn't from the Zion Amamim. Another teretz is that what the Sfasema suggests, once the Torah, Kalev and Pinchas, were given permission to let her live, included in permission that she may live, is also included that you're allowed to marry her, and that all the halachas that normally apply to a person from the Zion Amamin would not apply to her. Ask the Gemara, we have a Zara Yeshua, but did Yeshua have children? Doesn't the Pasuk say, V'ksiv, Nun Benoy, Yeshua Benoy, that there was nobody else further in that line? Answers the Gemara, B'nei Lo Havalei, he didn't indeed have sons, B'nosin Havalei, but he had daughters. And when we're speaking about his descendants here, we're speaking about the daughters. The reason why he did not have sons is because, as the Gemara and Ervin explains, either, as we learned earlier in the Masechta, he caused that Klal Yisrael should not be able to fulfill the mitzvah of Piri Rivia one night because the Aron wasn't where it was supposed to be. And when the Aron is not where it's supposed to be, you may not have Piri Rivia. Or, as we also learned at the beginning of the Masechta, he caused that they shouldn't bring the Karban Tamid. Or another pshat is that he caused, also as we discussed at the beginning of the Masechta, he caused Bittul Torah. And a person, and as a punishment for these various possible averes, he did not have any sons. Bishlami inim afarshi asked the Gemara that we said in the Brisa there were 8 Nevi'im that came from that were descendants of Rochav. So the 8 that are mentioned are all mentioned clearly in the Pasuk as being Nevi'im. But asked the Gemara, Aval Avosayu Minolon, how do we know that their fathers were also Nevi'im? Answers the Gemara Kreula. Dama'ula, Kamakam Shishmai V'shem Aviv bin Nevi'is, wherever somebody is mentioned, him and his father's name regarding a Nevu'ah, the Yedua, one should be confident, Shu Navi ben Navi, that he's a Navi, the son of a Navi. Shmai V'lai Shem Aviv, but if only his name is mentioned and not his father's name, the Yedua Shu Navi V'lai ben Navi. He's only a Navi, but his father wasn't. If his name and the city where he came from is mentioned, that he's a Navi that came from that city. If his name is mentioned, but not the name of a city, that he comes from Yerushalayim, because Yerushalayim is the seat of all Kedusha. So if his name is not mentioned in any specific city, we could safely assume that he came from Yerushalayim. As the Mashal explains the Gemara, if a person is a Navi, there's really no reason to mention his father's name because he's a great individual on his own. If his father's name is mentioned, it must be to teach us this extra detail that his father was a Navi as well. B'masnisa Tana, says the Gemara, we learned in a Braisa, Kosha Masav, or Maisa Avav Sedumim. We know somebody's father's activities, we don't know exactly what they were about. And then the Torah mentions regarding one of them, Rishvach, that they were praiseworthy. Kigoin, the Pasuk says in Tzfanya, Dvar Hashem Ashahoya Tzfanya ben Kushi ben Gedalia. The Tzfanya was a Navi. So once one of them is mentioned as a great individual, then we could be confident, B'yidu Yishu Tzadik B'Tzadik. On the other hand, says the Gemara, if a family is mentioned and one of the members of the family is mentioned in a derogatory fashion, as the Pasuk says in Yirmiyah, and he killed Gedaliah, that it's a sign, Shurasha ben Rasha. Amar Rav Nachman, Malachi, we know there's a Navi Malachi, says the Gemara, Malachi, says Mordechai. Whenever we encounter Malachi, we should know that it's Mordechai. V'lama nikoshmai Malachi. Why was he called Malachi? Shayim Mishnah LaMelech. We know he was the assistant to the king, to King Achashverosh, and that's why he's considered like a Malach. Meisvei asked the Gemara, we learned in a Braisa, Baruch Beniria, V'Suria B'Masoyo, V'Daniel, Mordechai, Balshin, V'Chagiv, Zechari, Malachi, Kulon, Asnabe, B'Shtayim, L'Dayovish. They all said Nevu in the second year of Dayovish's kingdom, that Yavish was the son of Achashverosh. So we see that Mordechai and Malachi are mentioned separately. Isn't that clearly indication that Mordechai and Malachi are not one and the same individual? Says the Gemara, indeed, to Yufta. The opinion that holds that Mordechai and Malachi are one and the same is actually refuted. Tanya, says the Gemara, we learned in another Braisa, Amar Rav Shu ben Karcha, Malachi zu Ezra. that Malachi is actually Ezra, and the reason that he was called Malachi, I saw the Mashal explains, is because we know that Ezra was the person that taught Klai Yisrael Torah. Ezra was known as Ezra HaSofer, and the Pasuk in Malachi, which speaks about somebody who teaches Torah, the Pasuk says, "V'Torah Yevakshim Mipiu," you should study Torah from such a person, Kimalach Hashem Tzavakasu. So we see that somebody who is an individual who teaches Torah is appropriately called Malachi, is appropriately called a Malach. Amar Rav Nachman by Yitzchak. B'stabek command Amar, it makes more sense to follow the opinion that holds Malachi is a Ezra. The Ksib and Nevius Malachi, the Pasuk in Malachi says, Bogda Yehuda. Yehuda rebelled. V'so'eva nasa b'Yisrael b'Yishlayim. Something, an abomination was done in Yisrael and Shlaim. Kichila Yehuda, Kadosh Hashem, Yehuda defiled what was holy. Ashav Obabas El Nacham. They Klal Yisrael, who are holy, defile themselves by assimilating with non-Jewish women. Uman Afresh Nashim Nachris. Who do we find in our history that his job was to separate Jewish men from non-Jewish wives? We find that that was one of Ezra's projects. Diksiv, v'yan shechanya ben yichil v'mnei elam, v'yoyma le'ezra, he says to Ezra, anachnu ma'alnu be'elokeinu, we rebelled against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'noishiv noshim nachriyos, by marrying non-Jewish women. So we see that, so Ezra, who spent his life speaking, separating them from intermarriage, assimilation, is the person who's also referred to Malachi. So it makes most sense to say that Ezra and Malachi are one and the same individual. Tana Rabbanim, Abba Noshim Yafiyos Hay Ba'olam. There are four beautiful women in the world: Sarah, Rachel, Avigayel, and Esther. Well, man Amar, and according to the opinion that we discussed in our previous year, Esther Rakroikus, that Esther actually had a greenish complexion, mapik Esther, take out Esther from the group, umayul Vashti, put Vashti in her place. Tana Rabbanan says the Gemara Rochav b'shmonim zinsa. If somebody mentions the name Rochav, that causes him to act in a moral fashion. Yal b'koyla. If somebody hears the voice of Yal, it causes him to act immorally. Avigayel b'zichrosoi. Just remembering, thinking about Avigayel causes that. Micha Bashol, that Miryosa when you see her. Amar Rav Yitzchak, whoever, call him a Rochav, whoever repeats Rochav's name twice, Miyad Nikri, will cause that he should have an emission. Amar Rav Nachman, so Rav Nachman said to him, Ano Amina Rochav, I've said the name Rochav many times, V'loichbisli, and nothing happened. Amalei, so Rav Yitzchak responded to Rav Nachman, Ki Kamina, what was I speaking about? B'yoydom Akira, if you know her. So, as the Gemara Masechta Sanhedrin, Daf Mem Heyom and Aleph explains, that Eina Yetzahara Shoilet, the Yetzahara could only have influence, B'masha Eina of Royus, when somebody sees something. So the question is, if it's only somebody that's Yoyde Makira, what is the point of the Gemara teaching us this? In this, there's nobody in the time of the Gemara, and certainly nobody in our time, that ever knew Rachav, that they should be concerned that by mentioning a name, this is what could happen. So the Yavetz answers that how the Gemara is here coming to teach us how careful one has to be, how it has to be when mentioning a name of somebody, how easy it is to become acting in a moral fashion. And therefore, as the Ben Yehuda says, if there's a woman that you know, you should be careful how you interact with her. You have careful how you think about her, because it can have very serious ramifications. The Pasuk says in the Megillah, Mordechai Yodas Kol Shanasa. Mordechai was well aware of everything that happened. V'yetzei b'taychair, he went into the city. V'yizak za'oka g'doy l'mara, and he gave a serious cry. My Omar asked the Gemara, what did he say as he was crying? Rav Amar, Gova Haman Machashverish. The rishis, the evil of Haman, is even worse than Achashverish. Like we learned in our previous year, Achashverish looked at Klal Yisrael as a stack of sand. That means he gave us some significance. Haman looked at us like a ditch with no significance. Shmuel Amar, Gover Maki Lo Mimaki Tatoa. It's a Lashon, it's a euphemism. He was saying as if Achashverosh, who is in this world, has been able to prevail over HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And of course, it's very difficult to say that that's what he meant. What he meant was that, so I saw that Masha explains that he was mispalo. He was saying that I davened to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the govern Malki law over Malki Tator. The king in this world has terrible plans against Klal Yisrael. And he was davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the govern Malki law, you HaKadosh Baruch Hu should prevail over Achashverosh and over Haman, that we should succeed. But the Schalchal HaMalka, the Pasuk says that when Esther heard about what Mordechai was saying, but the Schalchal HaMalka, asked him, what does that mean? Amar Rav, she pierced a nida. She became a nida. Because when a woman gets frightened, it causes her to become a nida. That she had to use the bathroom. And as the Masha explains, what the Gemara means to say is that Esther's entire physical system, her whole body, started to get weak from hearing the terrible news. I actually saw a medrash that suggests that Esther was pregnant, but when she heard what was going on, she lost the baby. Another pshat that I saw is that Maral explains that nida, we know that a woman who's a nida is tamei. And what it means to say is v'tischalchal malka, she pierced a nida, she was so broken that she felt that the koyach of tuma was able to have influence over her. Another pshat that I saw is that we learned earlier in the Gemara that Esther perhaps ate kadli de chazri. When she was in the palace of Achashverosh, she had to eat non-kosher food. And what the Gemara means to say with the schalcha malka, that her stomach was ruined, what the Gemara actually means to say is that she got an upset stomach because during her time in the home of Achashverosh, by eating non-kosher food, it adversely affected her stomach. V'tikra Esther Hasoch, Amar Rav, Hasoch zu Daniel. Who is Hasoch? Hasoch is Daniel, who was already a minister in the time of Belshazzar, and Achashverosh appointed him to be an assistant to Esther. Says the Gemara, V'lam nikrishmai Hasoch, why was he called Hasoch? Achashverosh lowered him from his position. He originally had a higher position, but then he lost that position. And the Gemara Masechta Baba Basra gives the reason. The Gemara says there that actually Daniel Chasoch had been an individual who had advised Achashverosh to give tzedakah. And even though the tzedakah that he advised to give was stuck to Jews who were poor, but because Achashverosh would have the schus of giving tzedakah, that would be something that would stand to help him. That, and he's our terrible enemy. We can't afford to let that happen. That's why chetchu megidlosai. The Shmuel Amar called divrei malchus nechtachim apiv. He had the final word in everything that went on in the government, and that's why he was called Hasoch. So I saw that Rav Avadya Yosef explains that what pshat shechatchu megedlosoi, that the greatness of Daniel was that Daniel, he says, davened three tefillos every day. And when these terrible tzoras happened, all of Klal Yisrael became greater in their tefillah. So as long as these tzoras didn't happen, Daniel was unique. Daniel was a unique individual in his davening, the way he davened, the amount he davened. But once, says Rabbi Avadya Yosef, all of us became like that, so that took away from his greatness. So Esther calls Asoch, says the Pasuk in the Megillah. Amar Yitzchak Sholchala. Esther sent a message to Mordechai. Shema Avi Yisrael Chamisha Chum Shetayra. Perhaps Klal Yisrael violated the Chamisha Chum Shetayra. The Ksiv that the Torah is described Mizeh Umizeh Ksuvim, and that's why they deserve all of these punishments. Says the Gemara, Yigidu LeMordechai Divrei Esther. And they told Mordechai what Esther says, that Esther refused to go into Achashverosh to have the Gzeirah of Haman abolished, for she was concerned that Achashverosh would kill her. But we don't find that Hasach went to tell Mordechai Esther's message. Why? Shema Shivan al Kakala. You don't want to be an individual to say something that's bad. You don't want to be the bearer of bad news. But the Sefer Chassidim in Siman Tov Tov Bei says that this rule of Eima Shivna Kakola is only a place where by doing so, you're not accomplishing. But if there's something that you could accomplish, then your personal fear that you don't want to be the bearer of bad tidings should not be a consideration. You have to think about what's good for the tzibur, what's good for Klal Yisrael. And actually, I saw that the Paiskim use this. The halacha is that sometimes, Rachman Tzlan, Layaleinu V'Layalechem, somebody loses a relative, and for whatever reason, they don't notify the relative of the loss of his close relative, and he doesn't sit shiva, he doesn't do shleishim, if it's a parent, he doesn't follow a year of avelus. So without going into the question of, is that appropriate or not, because every situation has to be viewed independently, there's an interesting shayla that I saw, that the Shal Sechuvis Beis Yehuda, Yerideya Simon Yud Zayin, asks, are you allowed to invite such a person to a wedding? You know that Rachman Tzlan, that that this person is an ovel. So since he's an ovel, he's not allowed to attend the weddings. By you inviting him to a wedding, that you're going to cause that he's going to come, and he's not supposed to come. So he says that if the situation is that you shouldn't be notifying this person of the bad news, and the basis for not notifying him for the bad news is, as we just learned in the Gemara, Eima Shivan al Kalkala. Included in that is that you're allowed to invite that person to a wedding. If that will help, he won't find out what he does, what he shouldn't have to find out. So Esther says to Mordechai, sends a message to Mordechai, Leich Knoises Kol Yehudim, Hanim Tzoyim B'Shushan, and then the Pasuk says, Uvchein Ova Al HaMelech Eshloi Kedas. Amar Rab Abba, what did she mean when she said Shloi Kedas? Shvakol Yom V'Yom Ad Achshav Ba'Oinus. Until now, every time she went to visit him and he had relations with her, they were done against her will. V'Achshav, but now she was going Baratzin, and therefore she says Kshavadati Avadati. Shem Shavadati Min Beis Abba. Just like, as we discussed earlier in our Masechta, she was no longer, she was an orphan, she didn't have parents. Kach avim memecha, I won't be able to have relations with you. Because the halacha is that if a Jewish wife is violated, we're not talking about an Eishes Kohen, if she had relations with somebody against the will, she's allowed to have relations with her husband. But if she does it willingly, she no longer is allowed to have relations with her husband. So till now, Esther had relations against her will, so she was allowed to go back to Mordechai. Now that she was doing it willingly, she would not be allowed to be able to go back to Mordechai. The question is, how could she have such relations? We know that there are Gimel Averis, there are three sins, which are Yahorig Valyavar. A person has to be ready to give up their life versus doing those averus. And one of those averus is Gili Arayis, having an illicit relationship. So how is she allowed to willingly have such a relationship? So Tysus answers, this is Tysus of Masechta Sanhedrin, Daf Ayin Dalar Mabez, Divrei Mask of Aha, that Esther was Karka Oilam. She was passive in the act. She wasn't active in the act. And since she wasn't active, that's not considered that she violated Gili Arayis. Other Rishonim suggest, the Balamor, that she did not have any pleasure. It's only considered that you're doing Gaila Arayis where you have pleasure. Esther did not have any pleasure in this, and since she didn't have any pleasure in this, then it's mutter. And others say that she was, it's along the same line. Since she was doing it, L'tzayrich Klai Yisrael, she was doing it for the benefit of Klai Yisrael, that's why it's mutter. So Taisus asks, why didn't Mordechai just divorce Esther? And if, as she had relations with Achashverosh, she will not be married anymore, so then afterwards, ultimately, he could take her back as a wife, and she won't become permanently usher to him. So Taisus answers that if he were to divorce her and give her a get, he would have to have Edom. And the entire purpose that we're trying to accomplish was that to keep it quiet, that she's not married to him. Ain't Esther Megedes Melarata. Esther did not reveal what she was, where she came from. Another pshat that I saw that the Noida Behuda writes, that perhaps, this is a discussion that Mitzvah Shem will have in Masechta Gittin, that it could be that if the husband gives a wife a get, B'Ksav Yodoy, he writes the divorce document, then you don't need to have Edom. So the issue wasn't the divorce document, but the whole purpose would be that after he wrote the divorce document, he would have to remarry her. And when he would remarry her, of course, a Jewish marriage has to have Edom. So at that point, when there would be Edom at the remarriage, we would again have the problem that he had to keep it quiet. The pasuk says, "V'yaver Mordechai, Amar Rav, she'ever yom rishi shel Pesach b'tainus," that he violated that, of course, on Yom Tov, we're not allowed to fast. He fasted on the first day of Pesach. V'shmul Amar, David Aruk Medamayim. He went over the water to collect people. He went over the water to collect people to all join in tefillah for Klal Yisrael. So the Sefer Pirus Yosef explains that this machloikus is actually connected to a machloikus that we had earlier in our Masechta. We had a question, why were the Jews of that time deserving of such a terrible punishment? Rav says the reason was, because they enjoyed the banquet that Achashverosh made. If that's the case, so who was deserving of a punishment? Only the Jews of Shushan. But Shmuel said that the reason is that because they bow down to the Tzelem. So now the Gemara is very geschmack. If you're going to say the problem is that it only affects the people in Shushan, so Mordechai and the people of Shushan fasted on the first day of Pesach to make up for feasting when they weren't allowed to fast. But if you'll say that it was all of Klal Yisrael who unfortunately worshipped Avodah Zarah, so then we could understand why it was only the Mordechai had to go over Arukma, the Maya. He had to go over the river to collect all Jews who had worshipped Klal Yisrael, who had worshipped the Avodah Zarah, to daven that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should abolish this terrible gezeiros. So I saw that the Majid Rebbe asks, this fast was on Pesach in Nisan. The gezeira of Haman was not supposed to take place until 12 months later in Adar. So ask the Majid Rebbe, why did Mordechai have to fast on the first day of Pesach and not eat matzah, not eat maror, and not drink the dalek kaisis? He has plenty of time to fast. So he says, we learned from here a very important lesson, that when Klal Yisrael is in danger and we have ability to do something, then we have to do something immediately. And to take the attitude that we're going to wait till next year, that we're going to wait till next year, is unacceptable. And that's why he said that immediately on Pesach, he right away fasted and davened on behalf of Klal Yisrael. The pasuk says, "V'hi b'yom ha'shlishi v'tilbash Esther Malchus." Ask the Gemara if what the pasuk means to say is that she put on the wardrobe of the queen. So ask the Gemara, "Big day Malchus miboylei." Answers the Gemara, Amar Belozo, Amar B'chanina, Melamed Shalav Saruach HaKadosh. It wasn't Malchus as we understand it, but rather it means that she got Ruach HaKadosh. The Ksiv, the Tilbash, Ksiv Hocha, the Tilbash, the Ksiv Hasam, the Ruach Lavsha Esamasai. A person who does the right thing is Zoicha, I saw the Mefarshim explain that she should get Ruach HaKodesh. Esther, who was ready to be Maisa Nefesh on behalf of Klal Yisrael, was Zoycha to Ruach HaKodesh. Tosfos explains, why did she wait by Yom HaShlishi? Because as the Sifrei Chachamim explains what Tosfos means to say, that the number three has a lot of significance in our and Klal Yisrael, Kohanim Levim Yisraelim, Torah is Torah, Nevi'im, Ksuvim, Moshe, Aaron, V'Miriam. So Esther, as she was going to the room of Achashverosh, recognized and realized that she needs many Zchusim. So that's why she picked on the number three. V'am Rebbe Loz, Am Rebbe Chanina. Lo'el ma'ati berchus hejit kala b'inecha. Even a bracha that's given by not a serious, by not a great individual, should be considered important. Two great individuals were blessed by two simple individuals and Veneskaimben, and they were fulfilled. And says the Gemara, who were they? Elohim, David and Neil. David, the Barche Arvona. The Ksiv, the Pasuk says, after David and Melech bought a warehouse for Arvona to build a mizbeach, says the Gemara. Says the pasuk, "V'yoyim Arvona al Melech, Hashem elkecho yirtzecho." The Hakadosh Baruch Hu should accept your tefillah. And the reason David HaMelech wanted to build a mizbeach because it was a time that there was a magefa. There was a time that there was a pandemic in Klal Yisrael, and David built that mizbeach to save Klal Yisrael. And he said, and Arvona, who was a simple individual, gave him a bracha that your tefillah should be answered. Daniel the Barchi Dayovish. And Daniel was blessed by Dayovish. The Ksiv, the Pasuk says in Daniel, Al Koch, the Anpalchale Betadira, the God to whom you constantly daven, who Yishazivna, he should save you when you were thrown into the den of lions. Varabeloza, Amra Khanina. Ate kill us, Hajid Kalbeinecha. The klala of a simple person should not be insignificant. Shev Melech kill El Sarah. We remember that Avimelech cursed Sarah because she concealed from him that she was an Ashesish. And she said, and he said to her, Hine Hunechol Ksusa Naim, just like you covered something up from me, things should be covered up from you. And indeed, says the Gemara, Neskaim Bazara. And that was what happened. The pasuk says regarding Yitzchak Avinu, v'hi kizok in Yitzchak, but the kehena enov, he wasn't able to see. So we see here, atei berchus kadya hel kalb v'necha. So pash pshana means that the bracha of a simple person, atei kalb v'necha. But I saw a beautiful pshat. Atei berchus hejit kalb v'necha is that when you get a bracha from a tzaddik, he gives you a bracha in ruchnius that you should become a talmud chacham, you should become a Yerushimayim. Says the Gemara, Al Tei Birchas Hedjit Kala Beinecha, it means the brachas that we receive, that the brachas about Hedjit, things that aren't that important, even that aren't that important, also Al Tei Kala Beinecha should not be insignificant by you. That any bracha that we receive, any bracha that we receive from any Jew should be considered extremely valuable and something that we should cherish. HaKadosh Baruch Hu and humans are very different. Midas Bas V'dam, Adam Soifas Kedera, a person puts a pot on the oven, and then he fills it up with water. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't do so. What does HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? Noisamayim. First he fills up the pot with water. Vakach surface kedera. And then he puts the pot on the fire. First he puts moisture in the environment. He put moisture in the climate. And after he puts moisture in the climate, then he causes that moisture should be that moisture should cause that it should rain. Says the Gemara. If somebody says something over in the name of who said it, maybe gula oilam, that brings tremendous redemption to the world. Shneimar, the time of Esther, Melch v'Shem Mordechai, Esther repeated to Achashverosh the entire story that we learned about Bixen v'Seresh, and that was the beginning of the Yeshua. So I saw that the Majid Tzur Rebbe says, when somebody learns Torah, and he recognizes that the Torah is, the Torah that we have is the Torah b'shem Amrei, is the Torah that we got from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If as we learn Torah, we constantly recognize and constantly remember that the Torah that we're learning is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah, maybe Gula L'Olam, that's the way there will be a Gula in this world. Another pshat that I saw is that we, all of us, we learn Torah constantly, and even though we learn Torah constantly, we don't necessarily see a Gula. So the question is, how do we understand this Gemara? So I saw that the Be'er Mayim Chaim explains that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does so many nisim for us and saves us in so many different ways that we never recognize. And somebody that sometimes the HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings nisim and helps us in ways that we aren't even familiar that is happening. But it happens because we're Omer Dov Hashem Amrei. I saw that the Sefer Ein HaBedoloyach explains why is it so important to say something B'Shem Amrei. So he explains that when somebody says something B'Shem Amrei, he is the person that shows that he's a good person. He's not looking to take credit for himself. He's able to share the credit that he deserves with other people. Somebody who has in him that wonderful habit, that he's able to feel for another person and he's able to give credit to other people, that is a person that may be Gulul Olam. And I saw the Mefarshim says that not only is it this way, but if Chas V'Shalom the other way around, if somebody could say something over in somebody else's name, because he heard a Dvar Torah from somebody else, and he doesn't say it only in that person's name, he takes credit for himself, it's just the opposite. He prevents the Gula from coming to the world, because it's a form of Gezela. There is an interesting question. Let's say you heard a Chiddush, you heard a Dvar Torah from someone else, and you take that Dvar Torah and you embellish it. You add, you subtract, you say it over a little differently. Are you required to say that you heard that Dvar Torah from this other individual? Or because you changed it, it's not anymore exactly what you heard from that individual. V'amar b'loz, Amar b'chanina. Tzadik avad, when a tzadik leaves the world, l'dor avad. The generation that he's in suffers. In other words, the tzadik goes to the Olam Emes. And in the Olam Emes, he's in Gan Eden, and he enjoys being in Gan Eden. The only one that suffers is at us who are left in this world. Mashal Adam Sh'avdolay Magolus, like a person who lost a diamond. Kol Makam Shehi, if you lose the diamond, wherever the diamond is, Magolus Shema, it's still a diamond. V'loy Avda, the only one that loses it is Labalo. So I saw that the Sefer Bechor Shor explains, when a person leaves the world, he no longer has the ability to do mitzvahs. But if we learn from him and we repeat the retire from him, so then he's no longer considered lost to the world because he continues to go on. So we find the Mordechai that Haman says, because and his shavali, the chalais of Shiniroy is Mordechai Yehuda, Yehudi Yosh B'Shar Melech. Amar Blazar Rabbi Chanina, B'Shar Shiroy Haman is Mordechai Yosh B'Shar Melech, Amar Koza and then his shavali. He couldn't stand it. Ask the Gemara. Just because Mordechai is sitting b'Shar HaMelech, says the Gemara, Omar, Haman has to say, Kol Zeh Einenu Shavli, why is it so terrible? Says the Gemara, Elk Rav Chisda. Damar Rav Chisda, Zeh Ba B'Prishbuli. Mordechai came with a claim of being a wealthy person. Zeh Ba B'Prishbuti. And Haman was a poor individual. As the Yalkut Shemani quotes the story, once the king gave money to Mordechai and Haman, they should go wage war. And Mordechai, of course, used the money for the proper purpose. Haman wasted the money on his own purposes. And then when he needed to take care of his army, he had to borrow money, he had to get money from Mordechai. So Mordechai told Haman at that point, I'm only willing to give you money if you agree to be my servant. And that's what Haman really was. Amar Papa Vakarle, and they called Haman Avdi Mizdama Mepelmi. He was the servant that was sold for bread. What does it mean he was sold for bread? He needed to have bread to pay his army. All of his fortune of Haman, Chakukim Alibai. He had them all written on his heart. But when he saw Mordechai sitting there, he said, Kolze and Sheveli, because he knew that Kamash Kana Evid, Kana Baloi, everything that he owns really belongs to Mordechai, and therefore he couldn't have any pleasure from all of his fortune. Vamar Balazamar Bachanin Osa Kodesh Baruch Hu, Lias Atara, Barosh Kol Tzadik Vitzadik. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be the crown. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to rest his Shechina on top of every tzaddik. Shnemar, b'yomehu Yashem tzvokos l'teretz tzvi, a pasuk in Yeshaya. Ask the Gemara, the pasuk says, Mai, what is meant when it says l'teretz tzvi, or l'tzvir is tfara? L'oysen tzvyonim, or metzapin tvartoi. People who do what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to do, and people who hope and constantly praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu, yochel kol, Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to treat everybody that way. Tamalim l'shar amoy. Only l'mish meisim atzmai kishurayim. Somebody who acts in a modest way. Because as the pasuk says in Mishlei, Ta'ev as Hashem kol gvalev. Kadosh Baruch Hu despises arrogance. Uluruach mishpat. The pasuk says, Uluruach mishpat. Zeh adonis yitzroi. Somebody who prevails over his yetzahara, not to do averis. Ul yoshev al mishpat zedayin hadon dinam islamitoi. Somebody who judges properly. That means that he loves. I saw that Ben Yoyad explained that he loves the truth. Ul gvura zemizgabal yitzroi. Meshiva mechama shenoisav noisav mechamta shal Torah. These are individuals who study the Torah. Shara, El Tamid Chamim, Shemashkim, Mariven, Batek Nesos, Badrashas. They get up early and they go to sleep late to learn Torah. So he says, the Chavetz Chaim says that even if somebody is not a Tamid Chacham, but if he's a person who is a person who's Mizgaber al Yitzroy, that he fights his Yetzahara, he will sit together, says the Chavetz Chaim, in the Olam Emes. Elu Tamid Chachamim, he will sit together in the Olam Emes with the Tamid Chachamim. Amar Midas Adin Lefnei Kodesh Baruch Hu. The pasuk says, "V'gam Elu." The pasuk then continues, "V'gam Elu b'yayin shagu u'b'shoy chetol paku pelila." Amar Midas Adin Lefnei Kodesh Baruch Hu. The Midas Adin says to Kodesh Baruch Hu, "Rabbi Yisrael, man ishtanu Elu me'elu. What makes Klal Yisrael different than the rest of the world?" Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu, Yisrael Osk v'Torah, Klai Yisrael learn Torah, Umas Ha'olam loy Osk v'Torah, but the nations of the world don't learn Torah. Amalei, so the Mitzvah then says, Gam Elu b'yayin shachu, u'b'shaku toyu, that Klai Yisrael also drinks wine, and acts like the Umas Ha'olam. Paku Pelila, says the Gemara, in, Ein Paku el Gehenim, Paku means that they should fall into Gehenim, Shnema v'lois ti zois lila puka, v'ein Pelila el Deyonim, sh'nosim v'flilim. And the Midas Adin has to unfortunately agree that if people act as the Umas Ha'olam, then they will be in the same category as the Umas Ha'olam. Says the Gemara, the Pasuk says in the Megillah, V'tibush Esther Malchus, V'tamoid b'chatzah beis ha'melech ha'pnimus. Amar believe Levi. The pasuk doesn't say v'tava v'tamoid, it just says v'tamid. What does that mean? Kivin shegiel beis ha'tzlamim, as soon as Esther came to the room of Achashverosh, and obviously in the room of Achashverosh there was Avodah Zarah, the Stalkim and the Shechina. The Shechina left her. Amar, Keli Keli Lama Zavtani. So she cried out, Keli Keli Lama Zavtani, Shemad Atadon Al Shoyig Kamezit, I'm not coming here because I want to come here. I'm coming here because I have no choice. Well, Oynes Karatzin, somebody's doing something by force as if they're doing it willingly. Shema Ashkaras of Kelev says, maybe because I called Achashverosh a Kelev. Shenema, as the Pasuk says, she, in the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Hatzila Becherev Nafshi, Yad K Kalev Yichidasoi, Chazra Vikari Aryeh. Because even though he was a terrible person, still he was a king. And since he's a king, it's inappropriate to speak about a king disrespectfully. Shnema Hashieni Mipi Aryeh. Says the Pasuk, V'hikurois HaMelchus Esta HaMalka, Amma Reb Yochanan, Shloish HaMalachah Asheres Nazdam Loi Baisa Shah. There were three Malachim that came to her aid at that moment. And as they saw, the Sifsecham explained, as we know from the Chumash, that one Malach cannot do more than one Shlichus. And as we're just about to learn, there were three different things that had to happen to her. Since there were three different things that happened to her, we need to have three separate malachim. Echashar b'yat savara, one lifted her head, so that the king should see her. Echad shemashach chut shel chesed la, one that made her look have favor. And one was shemata chesed shabbat, to cause Achashverosh to stick out his stick, that would cause her, that somebody, as we learn in the Megillah, the king sticks out a stick to, is allowed to enter. The Kama, says the Gemara, how many amos did that stick get stretched out? Omer Yemish shtei amos, the stick was 2 amos long, the midah shtei mesrei, and it lengthened to 12 amos. Vamalei al shesh amos, it was 16 amos. Vamalei al esrim rabba, some say it was 24. The masnisatana al shishim, it stretched 60 amos. The kenatamaitzi by Moshe shel bas paroi. So do we find with the hand of the bas paroi. The pasuk says that when Bashit wanted to take Moshe Rabbeinu out of the river, the pasuk says v'tishlach es amosa v'tikochel, and a hand stretched 60 amma. The pasuk says that Og Melech HaBashan picked up a mountain that he wanted to throw on top of Klal Yisrael, and what happened was that he carried it on top of his head, and there were insects in the mountain that caused it to come down on his head. The Ksiv, and the pasuk says his teeth got longer, and they locked it around his head, and he ultimately choked to death. The Ksiv, and the pasuk says in Tehillim, Shinei Rishoyim Shibarta, Vamar Eshlok Atik Rishibarta, El Shiri Vafta. It caused them to become longer. Rabbi Barofa Amish Ramblaza, Shashamim Rabbim Rabbim Rabbi, that how long did the Sharbet go? 200 Amos Masayim. V'yom HaMelech. So the king says to Esther, Ma Azeh Esther Amalka, O Ma Bakar Shar Seich, At Chatzi Amalchus V'teyach. Says the Gemara, Chatzi Amalchus. He said, I'm willing to give you Chatzi Amalchus, V'loi Kol Amalchus, V'loi Dovah Shechoytzitz Amalchus. Not something which the entire rule, the entire country depends on. And what is that? Binyan Beis HaMikdash. I can't give you the Beis HaMikdash, because even though he didn't know that she was Jewish, he knew that whoever ultimately has control on the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash will ultimately overturn his kingdom. So Esther requested, why did Esther invite Haman? She was setting a trap for him. The tzaddikim make the table of the Rishayim into a trap. The pasuk says in Mishlah, if your enemy is hungry, give him to eat. We wanted him to be close, and they shouldn't come up with any ways of rebelling, causing rebellion against Achashverosh. That Achashverosh should not suspect she's Jewish. Haman was the arch enemy of the Jews, so by inviting him, she was showing that she can't be Jewish. She did not want that Klal Yisrael should become too confident by saying we can rely on Esther. Because we always have to rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu and not ever become too confident in any human being. She wanted that Haman should be close by, that perhaps she'll be able to do something that will cause him to make a mistake. If a Kadosh Baruch Hu will see what terrible tzoros Klal Yisrael are suffering, that Esther Hamalka has to invite Haman, Kadosh Baruch Hu will have Rechmanos on Klal Yisrael. I'm going to treat Haman nicely, that the king will kill us, because the king will suspect that we have some sort of an illicit relationship. And then, once Haman is killed, then all of his decrees will be abolished. So Esther was ready to give up her life to save Klal Yisrael. Rabbi Gamliel Omer, Melech Havchan Haya. Achashverosh, we know, always changed his mind. So she wanted that if Achashverosh decides to kill Haman, he should immediately carry it out before he has a chance to change his mind. Omer Gamliel, Adayin Tzrichin On L'Medoyi. We have to come on to the Pshat that Rabbi Elazar Medoyi said. The Tanya Rabbi Elazar Medoyi Omer, Kenosu B'Melech, Kenosu B'Sarim. By inviting Haman, the king and all the ministers will be jealous of him, and he wanted him to be in that place. Rav Amar, a different pshat. Lefnei shever goyim. Before a person is broken, he has a moment of strength. Here too, before Haman came to be destroyed, first he was able to boast that I'm invited, just I, to the feast of Esther. Abayev Rav Adam Tavayu, B'chaymes Osh Es Mishteyem, I caused them to get intoxicated with their power, and then they have a downfall. What is the right pshat? The Gemara just offered so many pshatim why Esther invited Haman. So he asked Eliyahu HaNavi, which is the correct pshat? So Eliyahu HaNavi answered, Kekula Tanoi, Kekula Meroi. Actually, all the pshatim are correct. Visaplam Haman as Klar Asher Veroi Bonov. Haman tells his family about how wealthy he is, about all the children he has. So says the Gemara, what is the definition of Roiv Bonov? Amrav Shloishim, that he had 30 sons. As Soro Mesu, 10 died naturally. As Soro Nitlu, we have the 10 sons of Haman that were hung, as we learn in the Megillah. The Soro Machzir Al Psalkim, and 10 became paupers that they need to collect food to eat. Rabbanan Amri, Oysa Mechzirin HaPesachim, the children of Haman that have to go collecting, Shivan Havya, are actually 70. The Ksiv, Shveim Belechem Nishkaru, Atikru Shveim El Shivim. Rabbanan Bar Abba Amma, Kulan Besayim Vishmoyin Ahava, the amount of children that he had was 208. Shinemar, the Pasuk says regarding them, Veroiv Bonov. Veroiv, the gematria of Aves and Haver. The gematria of Veroiv is 214. Amar Rav Nachman, Veroiv Ksiv. We look at the way Veroiv is spelled in the Megillah, and it doesn't have the Vav. And therefore, it doesn't represent that he had 214 children. He actually only had 208 children.